Field. This time he gets the ball, and his first read is his running back coming out of the backfield. That time, I believe it was Preston Warren, right, who comes out of the backfield. He comes out the right sideline, just about a 3 or 4 yard pass down the field, but he hits him on the run, which is huge, and he's able to get up the sideline and get a first down.
And on first and 10, it's a pitch down to Jake Kretschmer. He's out for the right, has room to run, has the first down, dragging his defender close to the goal line, no word yet. And they're going to say he's shy just of the end zone. And finally brought down by number 24, Hunter Bone. Started at the 21-yard line and finally brought down at the 1-yard line. A fast run from Jake Kretschmer for 20 yards. First and goal from the 1-yard line with a minute 50 before the half is over.
Well, Preston Warren, he deserves an award for that block, Clark. He comes around the left side and seals off the defensive back, completely pushes him out of the play. Jacob Kretschmer reads that, cuts inside, and gets to the sideline. I thought, from not that we have a great angle, I thought maybe Kretschmer drug his defender into the end zone over the pylon. Not so much. He's down at the 1-yard line. We'll see if Lakers can punch it in this time.
Wisner hands it off, looks like, to Kretschmer. And he's in. Touchdown, Lakers. The Lakers strike for the second time tonight. A minute 45 before the half is over from 1 yard out from Jay Kretschmer, the man who got him to that 1 yard line in the first place. It's Lakers 14, USA nothing, with a 2-point conversion still upcoming.
Yeah, just another impressive drive by Lakers, starting with the defense, forcing the punt, and then a very, very much a methodical, just a perfect drive down the field led by Brennan Wisner. Even after a couple, a negative play in there, they were able to overcome that with a big play immediately after that. A nice pass on second and long gets them a big first down, and Jake Kretschmer does the rest.
Minute 45 before the half, it's 14-0 U.S. or Lakers going for two. Wisner's going to keep it for himself, dives to the end zone, and they're going to say he is short by about a half a yard. 2-point conversion is no good. It is Lakers 14, USA nothing, a minute 45 before the half is over, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Their 10th anniversary is October 16th, but more, Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating 10 years of growth all month with gifts for you, like promotional giveaways, $500 higher trade-in allowances, and 10% discounts on eligible service work. Come in, take a test drive, and get registered for the 55-inch smart TV drawing. No purchase necessary. Check over their large in-stock selection of brand-new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take advantage of those higher trade-in dollars. Buy or lease your new Chevrolet and find new roads. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Lakers strike for the second time, this time on a Jake Kretschmer 1-yard dive. Makes it 14-0 Lakers over USA with a minute 45 before the first half is over. In other area games, Harbor Beach is leading Brown City 15 to 8 right now. So just a minute before
Beach got their second touchdown.
Yes, indeed. It's basically no one stopping each other in this ball game over there.
Well, Deckerville leads Flint International in the second quarter, 16-14 as well.
Nice kick from Lakers. Comes all the way down to the 5-yard line where it has to be scooped up by Josh Langan. He has nowhere to go, and he's going to be down at the 4-yard line after a yard loss. Way away from the 30-yard line, there is a personal foul penalty going to be coming out as number 77 of USA, Jeremy Pulaski, took on Jake Kretschmer. And a little bit of Sunday Night Raw, or Monday Night Raw, excuse me, shows how much I watch wrestling there, Dave.
Either way, it was a pretty good form tackle, unnecessarily in the middle of the field all by themselves. It was pretty easy to see that. This penalty isn't going to hurt them much. They already got the ball on their own 4-yard line. They're only going to go back about 2 yards.
We'll see who this is against, though. It could be, you know, typically the retaliation is what is caught. I'm not quite sure who started that one.
I didn't see it either, but I know it ended with Jeremy Pulaski tackling Jake Kretschmer basically in the middle of the field at about the 30-yard line.
So Congress is in session trying to figure this one out.
Back to what I was saying here. Deckerville leads Flint International in the second quarter, 16-14. And Kingston still leads Morris 14-6 in the middle.
We have an update from that Deckerville game. It's now 22-22. So it's a quick scoring, 5:25 left in the second quarter. So penalties offset as it goes one against Kretschmer and one against Pulaski of USA. So When all said and done, nothing going there much at all. They're starting to start this drive at their own 8-yard line. First and 10 for USA. They have a minute 41 to do so. Last drive covered 49 yards for Lakers. Took 3 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock. Now 14-0 Lakers.
I guess I thought he was tackled inside his own 5-yard line.
So did I, but they're out at the 8-yard line.
Put him out at the 8. Yeah, I was thinking he may be the 4.5. But nonetheless, they're going to start their own drive. Regardless, it's absolutely terrible field position, but only a minute 41 to go here in the first half.
The referee is still talking to head coach Steve Verberg of the Lakers as he's still trying to square this one away and perhaps trying to figure out where those 4 yards came from.
Well, and I think he might be making an argument here that the...
There we go. He's back down to the 4-yard line.
There we go. That's kind of what I was thinking. I don't know where the 8-yard came, where the 8-yard line came from. The ball was inside the 5. I thought that was pretty easy. I think Coach Verberg was trying to figure out why his guy got the personal foul as being tackled on the field. But like you said, we don't know what happened before he was tackled in the middle of the field.
So first and 10 from their USA's own 4-yard line. They trail by 14 points. They have 101 seconds left in this first half.
4-yard line, 8-yard line, but you
I can
see how that gets confused easily.
Of course, USA without Cooper Caulfield, starting linebackers, he went down with a right elbow injury with 5:05 left in the first quarter. Kramer under center is going to hand this one off and going to go nowhere as they actually bring him down maybe for a loss. We'll see where the spot is. Hunter Bowen on the carry, brought down by Jake Kretschmer out of the linebacking core for the Lakers. They're going to see no gain in the play, still at that 4-yard line. Actually, a loss of 1, according to the spot. Second down, 11 to go, 1:20 left in the second quarter.
USA going to try and hurry it up, Clark.
And Kramer, back to pass, has receiver open. Hunter Bowen catches at the 10-yard line, and he is tackled all the way up to the 17-yard line. And he should have the first down by about a half of a yard, brought down by Brennan Wisner out of the secondary. So clock stops momentarily to move the chains. USA with their first first down of the night.
I can believe that. Again, we mentioned that their longest run of the game was 7 yards before that catch and run there.
Harbor Beach with 19 seconds before the half, just got an interception off of Brown City. And they have a 40-yard field to work with. First and 10 for USA. They trail 14-0 in this one. Kramer back to pass. Throws this one down. He has number 88 in his sights, and he brings it in. Rocky Hahn, the tight end. And they're going to say
incomplete.
Looks like the ground helped him catch that one. So it stops the clock with a minute left as that was down to about the 32-yard line. So starting to see some movement and some action out of this USA offense finally.
Micah Kramer, again, standing in the pocket, surprisingly gets a little time there. The defensive line wasn't able to get into the backfield like they have been all night for Lakers. Micah Kramer sets in the pocket comfortably and throws a good ball down the field just a little bit high. Rocky Hahn was not able to pull it down as he was open. Brennan Wisner in coverage, but a good throw, had an opportunity for a big play, falls to the ground, and this time USA is going to have one running back in the backfield and 3 receivers out to the right.
Kramer under center, screen pass to the right. It's brought in by Brendan Prime, but this one goes pretty much nowhere, maybe even loses a yard, maybe 2, as he's brought down by Andrew Siegfried, and we have a timeout called by by Lakers. With 50 seconds left. So they're going to try and go for blood one more time here as now USA faces a third down and 12 at their own 15-yard line.
I like it. Most teams in our area, Clark, would not do what Steve Verberg is thinking about doing. It's third and 11. If USA throws the ball here and it's incomplete, Lakers will have 2 timeouts, and they're going to have the football with maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, somewhere in that area to go. And hopefully with good field position, we know Brennan Wisner can throw the football. Big plays come in a hurry for Lakers. So I like the aggressive play calling here by Coach Verberg, making a timeout, making sure his defense is aware of what's going on. But again, he's got 2 timeouts in his pocket. So now if you're USA, you have to think very carefully. Do I throw the football and take the chance that it's incomplete and give Lakers the football back with 2 timeouts? Or do I just run the football here, know that I'm down 2 scores, and not let anything crazy happen? We'll see new coach versus new coach, which one makes the right decision.
Third down and 12 for the USA Patriots at their own 15-yard line. 14-0, Lakers leading. USA with 1 first down in this whole first half so far.